images all around the country. It's quite commonly used by law enforcement. Some say too commonly, though. It's supposed to be non-lethal. But tonight, Fox 13 investigative reporter Doug Smith shows us a very disturbing picture and reveals some new evidence in a story he first broke last August. It's the picture of a tourist who came to Florida and was repeatedly pepper sprayed. He died in pain, and nobody is willing to take the blame.
Nick Christie came to Florida from up north in Ohio to get away for a while, spend a little time with his brother.
He was a tourist, he was a guest, he was a visitor, he was a vacationer. You know, a lot of people do that in Florida.
But most tourists don't end up like this, bound, gagged, and heavily pepper sprayed.
This photo is a photo of a man who's strapped to a chair naked inside of a jail cell for hours, covered in pepper spray with a hood over his face. I mean, that evokes thoughts of being tortured.
Nick DiCello is a lawyer who represents the Christie family. This deeply disturbing photo, obtained by Fox 13, was taken in the final hours of Nick Christie's life. You can see the pepper spray dripping from his body. A spit mask covered his mouth. He was in agony. The medical examiner ruled Christie's death was a homicide because he had been restrained and sprayed with pepper spray by law enforcement officers. But nobody was ever charged with a crime, and the Lee County State Attorney cleared the sheriff's office of any wrongdoing. It's been more than 2.5 years now, and his wife still can't accept what happened.
I was shocked. This was something out of a horror movie.
Joyce Christie says her husband was depressed and showing signs of erratic behavior a few days before leaving for Florida. She called authorities and pleaded that her husband be taken to a hospital and given his medications. Instead, he was taken to the Lee County Jail for disorderly intoxication. Her lawsuit alleges he was pepper sprayed 10 times over a 48-hour period, at times while in a restraint chair. That's him in the chair in this jail surveillance video.
There's an allegation that he was pepper sprayed when he was restrained. Can you see a reason for doing that?
I cannot.
Tom DePaula spent more than 30 years in law enforcement at TPD and the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office. He's seen firsthand the effects of pepper spray and knows its limitations.
The purpose is to incapacitate the person temporarily, that's a key word, long enough so that you can restrain them.
So you don't pepper spray them when they're restrained?
No, that would be ridiculous to pepper spray them while they're restrained.
Monshay Gibbs was a deputy trainee at the jail. She broke her silence in this video deposition obtained by Fox 13 Investigates. She testifies that she thought the way Christie was treated was excessive.
Christie has a spit mask on, spit hood?
Yes.
Could you see that he was he naked?
Yes. He was.
Completely naked.
Completely naked.
Gibbs said Christie pleaded with guards to take off the spit mask because he couldn't breathe. He later died at the hospital. His heart failed from the shock of the pepper spray.
It was almost like he was tortured. Nobody should have to go through what we went through.
The sheriff's office declined comment on our story because of Joyce Christie's lawsuit, which is scheduled for trial sometime. Looks like the middle of next year right now.
So
Mark,
let's back up a second. Nobody was fired or even disciplined over this.
Yeah, even though it was ruled a homicide does not necessarily mean that it was a criminal act. Everybody was cleared. Now, it's worth noting that the Florida courts have ruled on this issue. They ruled that using pepper spray against inmates who are mentally ill is unconstitutional. That took place a while back inside the Florida prisons, and no doubt that claim of it being unconstitutional will come out in the civil trial, sure. But there will be no criminal trial.
Sure, and obviously there's pepper in it, but back us up a little bit and talk about how pepper spray works, because this sounds like pepper, but this can be nasty stuff.
It is, Mark. Pepper spray, essentially, you're right, it is a pepper. You spray it into the eyes, and there are various concentrations. There are various grades of peppers that are used. One other interesting point on this is that there is no uniform standard for pepper spray. There's no regulation of the chemicals in it. And in fact, there's the Trade Secrets Act protects the manufacturer from having to disclose exactly what's in the pepper spray. So OSHA, the FDA, nobody regulates this sort of thing. So you don't essentially know exactly what's in that pepper spray, which is a fascinating story that we're going to follow up on.
Yeah, considering it's been around for so many years that it's really taken this long maybe to get this far. If this does go to trial, we could be looking at precedent here perhaps?
Well, it could set a precedent, especially for the state of Florida and perhaps even around the country. But this is a big case, and we will continue to follow.